Zelengo. This is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, September 2nd, 2001 at 11:30 p.m. called Human Rights Patrol, Volume 1. Your guest will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, the real famous Dada Dia Kentaco. Your host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, and Banna Kentaco. Have a pleasant flight.
So this land is set up shop to work his sin. He
Folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him. Truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
'Cause for 11 generations in here we were bought in soul.
People's Choice, Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,500, and it would be our 57th night of broadcasting here in the Criminal Enterprise College Springfield at 106.5 FM, and we're in a program we're calling the Human Rights Patrol, Volume 1. In order to get this volume officially started, we got to go to the sister that's been there from the very beginning, 1987, November 25th, when we did the first broadcast with WTRA. That's the world-famous war correspondent, Commander of the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dada Dia Kentaco and Zalenga.
Zalenga.
We say Dada because that means sister in Swahili, and it's my wife. Been my wife since, oh, it's been so long. You know, so we ain't got that much time. And
it's been long.
And, you know, but, you know, we've been on the air in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, a lot of y'all know, since November 25th, 1987. That's Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. And, you know, I'm sure like our families, a lot of the black folks came to this place because, you know, they thought, and when you talk to black people, they'll tell you they came here because they thought, because, you know, they do the Lincoln thing, there's going to be some mercy. Psych! Don't let them play you.
Right.
Anyway. That's why we ended up doing, you know, originally WTRA, which is the W Tenants Rights Association, which growed in to be Human Rights Radio, which, you know, growed to be a serious target of the criminal operation called the United States government. But all the way up to the, you know, the fall of 2000 when the government militarily assaulted us twice and stole transmission equipment because we are amongst those African people who have our own opinion of life in this land with these ones that call themselves Americans. And aren't ashamed to let it be known, you know what I'm saying? And we come from a long line of Africans that have been that way about our own opinion of things, that how things have gone on in this country. And, of course, you know, that's kind of like an unheard of thing, Africans with their own opinion. It's generally got to be filtered by everybody else, anybody else. But certainly Africans with their own opinion can't be tolerated. So that's, you know, when the government rolled on us in the fall of 2000, they were simply reinforcing the Dred Scott decision. But all the way up to there, folks had approached us over time and asked us, would we be interested in doing something on a shorter basis? Because if you check our Human Rights Radio library, our programs are generally about like 90 minutes long. And maybe it was a thing in a day, like we was like, you know, we was in the midst of some really scholarly researching type folks. And we knew that the opportunity to get the research that they had gathered was a serious responsibility. So we committed serious time to it. And we never really thought about doing anything, you know, like 30 minutes long. But again, the interest got up again in the fall of 2000 about us doing something that could be distributed on an even more wider basis. And so we thought and talked about it and prayed on, and our great creative spirit gave us this here, this method here. We call it the Human Rights Patrol. And so to get this first volume started, we want to welcome all of you who are for the first time having an opportunity to hear from us here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield as we share with you, you know, this humble effort on our part to right the things that are clearly wrong. And first of all, we want to welcome particularly the Human Rights Radio family, Brother Inko Uhuru, 94.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and Brother Lavelle Johnson in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, 99.9 FM. Brother Inko's been on. As we do this airing of this Volume 1, this will be his 898th night of broadcasting, and Brother Lavelle's would be his 539th night of broadcasting, and also the newest member to the Human Rights Radio family. That's Kaka Michael Hibbett at 103.3 FM, BVHP Radio, and the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California. So as you can tell, the Human Rights Radio Network micro radio family is growing across the country. And if you are interested in becoming a part of it, get a hold to us here at Human Rights Radio. On the internet, you can get us at kentaco@warpnet.net, or you can write us at 1113 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Our phone number is area code 217-708-9-0038. And you bear with us this first volume as we find out how we're going to manage to do something in 30 minutes, you know. And there's so much that we want to try to make available in terms of the other stations that will be sharing the program with their listeners throughout the Criminal Enterprise called the United States. We want to make mention of Free Radio Santa Cruz and the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California. And there'll be many others along the time that we'll be talking about. Internet provider right now for the Human Rights Patrol. Dot Idea has the website for that, and that is
www.pirateradioataboutcom.
Some folks offered to serve as that facilitator, and some people say, "Well, what kind of Black nationalist, what kind of African, you know, liberation fighter are you?" You know, some folks offered to make what they had available for the distribution of this program. And if you dig in on the internet, if you do anything on the internet, there are no secrets on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing you could ever do. If I wrote you an email and my computer was targeted by the government for surveillance, which I pray it is. I wouldn't want my ancestors to think I'm not about our people's business, right? But so it doesn't really matter who serves as a server. Whoever goes to access it from wherever is going to be known about. So if you're tripping on that, you probably don't. You probably need to know what we're about ready to share with you right now. And that is about human rights. And that's the name of the program we're sharing with you. We're calling it the Human Rights Patrol. Human rights come from divine law. Here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, we always use the criminal document called the Universal Declaration of Human Rights article document to remind folks that it's not something that Black folks thought of, because a lot of folks think if Black folks think of something, it ain't about nothing. And though, you know, if you check the origin of everything, it come up out of the interior of Africa, so stop tripping on that kind of stuff, right? But if you want to go to a document, Dot Idea, would you grab that Universal Declaration of Human Rights article for the folks over there?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with them Article 1? And this document that they came up with in 1948, and it's not saying that the UN authorizes people to have rights. The UN is recognizing that there is a divine order, and that what maintains that divine order is divine law. And within that divine law, there is rights that human beings are born with, and they sought to spell those rights out. We'll begin this volume with Article 1, because they wrote in there who this particular document was written for. And we're not tripping with the UN. We don't care about the UN. I don't think nothing about that, you know. But in terms of you knowing that this document does exist and those in power are aware of the rights you are born with, which is very crucial. We're going to talk about why it's so crucial right now. Okay? But Dot Idea, would you share with them Article 1, please?
All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood.
Okay? Now, this is what they say. All human beings are born with reason and conscience. They are endowed with reason. I mean, you know what they say, right? Right? Okay? They describe what a human being was and all that. Now, we ain't going to debate nothing with you. Only we're going to say is this. This document is verification that those in charge are aware that you are born with rights. Now, here's the dynamic that we in the midst of. You got groups from different places up in this criminal enterprise called the United States. So they come to the arena with discussion, with, you know, with based on their historical experiences. Our people, African people, are millions of years old. You can go to any science section of the any local newspaper. I thank Scholar Gerald Smith for sharing that bit of information. Any science section of any local newspaper will tell you about these cats they call anthropologists. Our people, because of our spiritual knowledge of how things are, we call them grave robbers. You know what I'm saying? But they say that they got bones of folks 4 or 5 million years old. And I think one would only be subscribing to that foolish notion that European knowledge is the best knowledge or the only knowledge that there ever was if one truly believed that folks could be millions of years old but waited until the last 500 or 600 to do anything, right? That is foolishness. And if you read scholars like Chancellor Williams, you'll discuss Destruction of Black Civilization, which is a book widely circulated in the African community. You read that, Chancellor Williams makes it plain that those who call the dynastic Egyptians, who obviously were found to have done some things that those who call them Americans found some reason to pay tribute to. If you look on the back of their dollar bill, those symbols are there, are from dynastic Egypt. Chancellor Williams said that they did not teach those south of them anything but learned everything they did from the folks south of them, and that was our people, and our people are long old, and the oldest tools on the earth, they say, are 2.5 million years old, and animals does not make tools, because there's been a lot of animals around for a long time, and no animals has made no tools in all this other time. So we was making those tools. They said they found a quartz blade 1.5 million years old. That was our people. You can't cut quartz to that sharp of an edge right now. So I know as we run down these things, some folks are saying, here they go again, because it's not the kind of conversation that you have been accustomed to hearing from black folks. And if you're going to listen to the Human Rights Patrol, you're going to have to get used to that. If you don't want to listen to the Human Rights Patrol, fine, no problem. We've been very content here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, even when our signal only goes out a couple blocks to share the information with the ones that have an interest to listen. So if you don't want to listen, fine. But the fact of the matter is, among African people, we have an explanation that if you're going to comprehend the time and why African people are in the mind that we are in, you better comprehend our explanation without other people's interpretation of our explanation. How many minutes have we been into this installment? I got to learn how to do this time thing, y'all. So y'all.
62.
So we got about 10 minutes. So in those 10 minutes left, now we want to try to share with you a little bit, and it was very difficult. And if you listen long enough, things will smooth out and we'll actually get around to, you know, a lot more things. But our people been on this earth a long time, as Elder Dr. Barry Shengel, Ashikamasa Barry Shengel, teaches us. And as we stood up on the surface of the earth, we had to answer problems, you know. We had to answer questions. And as we answered questions, we saw that we had a very valuable aid in our effort to deal with the problems that we confronted. We were not faster than all the other creatures in the creation. We were not stronger than most of the other creatures in the creation. But we had one asset that that could allow us to kind of like hold our own. That was our mind. And you need to look up a word, alchemist, because those were folks that had the comprehension of the scientific principles of life so deep in their mind that they could change the molecules of lead such that they could make the lead rearrange itself into gold. That's why some still are obsessed with gold, because in their mind, they remember it also marked the fact that they had access to those that could do that. And you go back and look. Now, as we got so many different folks up in this particular dynamic calling itself America, some folks don't go back to any time when they remember a time when divine law was what governed people. Some folks never had a time like that, okay? In particular, most people that started 10,000 years ago and since then, they don't have a comprehension of a time of being free. And so when you talk to them about human rights, divine law that grants you human rights, they think you're tripping. But African people, you know exactly what we're talking about, okay? And any person that is native and is of the human family, our elders teach us that those of the human family recognize that, first of all, everything in the creation belonged to the creator of the creation, right? And we realize that there are some out there that scream some trip about, you know, they came off on some thing called evolution, you know, where they was orangutans and all this other stuff. And that's their trip. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm glad they told everybody. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, African people, we got but one story. We was people from the start. That's all we are now, people. Okay? That's all we've ever been. And so we don't get off on a lot of other folks' stuff. We're very content with the lessons and the knowledge that our elders have kept in and amongst us. And in fact, we know had it not been for the knowledge that they gave us, we would not have survived the most horrifying time we've ever had on the planet Earth. And you know what that time was? With Uncle Sam. Right. We can't even comprehend how folks could think that this country was ever anything from the beginning but Satan's place. You know what I'm saying? While they screaming about their divine right to tell King George to go step, right? But they don't respect our divine right not to be attacked and taken hostage into an institution called slavery. You know what I'm saying? They never did respect us as human beings while they were screaming. That shows you right there. It's a little deeper than, you know, they didn't know what they was doing and they sought to get it right later on. No, you don't do that. And if you heard the song that we began the program with, that we asked the creator to give us a song that would let you all know off top that we ain't trying to, if only one person is willing to listen to the efforts that we put forward, that's that one person that we feel the creator sent to listen. You see what I'm saying? So if you feel like what we're saying has already offended your sensitivities, that's fine. That's not even our concern. Our concern is that we share in a humble way the real. You know what I'm saying? And so we go back to further proof. I've asked my wife, Dia, to be here to help me with this about how they had to have known what the real was and the true value that our people brought to this land. We only got about 5 more minutes, right? So I got to be short. And you can continue to listen or you don't have to listen. But this is our effort. We call it the Human Rights Patrol. But now, we were not known to be savages back in the day. Writings from folks like Thomas Paine would point this out. And that idea, would you give them the source on it? And they're going to have to go do the research because at the time we don't have to go through all the stuff.
Right. Okay. It's African slavery in America to Americans. And you can go to www.mediapro.net.
Okay. That's on the internet because a lot of y'all getting this up off the net, right, the show. So you can use that for other things as well. And you don't have to use it for things that ain't going to help you, right? Mm-hmm. You can use it to help you see. Thomas Paine writings, he wrote extensively about the fact that the common lord of all was not going to let them escape the crime that they were perpetrating on Africans. And he said all the lies in the world ain't going to hide the fact that we know these people were humble and that these people were God-fearing people, and that they respected the earth and the land, and we're the ones who gave them all the vices and things, and we gave them to them so we could perpetuate a system of slavery, right? What was slavery to this country? We got two articles from the New York Times that you need to read, okay? Because, like I said, time won't allow us to do everything, and we pray that the Creator gives us a more concise way, a more, you know, efficient way of sharing our words in future volumes of this program we're calling the Human Rights Patrol. But Dot Idea, would you share with them two articles from the New York Times we want you to look at for further confirmation as to what we're talking about?
One is Slavery's Fellow Travelers by Eric Foner, and that's July 13th, 2000.
And the key on that is, in 1860, the value of African people, because we were considered in dollar value, not in our human value, right, was greater than the value of all banks, railroads, and factories, meaning without us, there's no USA. So, yes, we are in the growing group of African people that respect us ourselves so much that we are in demand that our people be paid reparations. Right. Mm-hmm. Slavery was an extensive institution in this country. Long after some claim they got out of it, they were still in it. Look at this article from the New York Times. Dot Idea. Share that one with them.
This one came August 14, 2001. It's entitled Wrestling with the Legacy of Slavery at Yale by Brent Staples.
Okay. Vitals on it again.
The New York Times, August 14, 2001, entitled Wrestling with the Legacy of Slavery at Yale by Brent Staples.
Now, here's a very key piece of information we want to share with you, because this cat here, apparently our sister station in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, where your Inco, your hero, sent this to us by way of internet. It was a writing of a cat back in the 1800s by the name of Benjamin Shaw. in the criminal enterprise called Boston on the matter of slavery. Brung a lot of information to our attention. A lot of it we included in the song Human Rights Patrol about the case Somerset versus Stuart in England in 1772 when England used, because they recognized divine law, they could not write a law that would circumvent divine law or that would contradict divine law. So slavery, being a crime, could never be legal. And so when they came in at 1776, it was clear with the founding felons, we call them the founding felons, what they were doing was, like they said about King George, what he did violated, what do you call it? The laws of human nature itself, right? Yep. Now, Thomas Paine, of all the founding fellows, and I'm not saying he better than none of them, he the only one that ain't got no plaques, statues, or anything to remember him in Washington, D.C., because he kept telling them, hey, boys, we're going to get in trouble. Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, he knew the trip because he said, I tremble for my nation when I reflect that God is just, and that is justice cannot sleep forever. He said, no nation, no, Almighty has no attribute that would allow it to side with us. But this here particular thing, Warrior Inc. shared with us, comes from where, sister?
You can get this on the internet at http://medicolegal.tripod.com.
Now, dig on this. This thing is so deep because they were saying in 1776 that King George was a dog for you know, what he did to our people, African people. But at that time, King George had outlawed slavery. Though, you know, that didn't mean nothing to King George, right? He still was doing it because he was cashing it. You make something illegal, you get more money out of it, right? That's why they made it illegal. One more bit of information we want to share with you. Do we got one more bit over there?
Okay,
Michael
Hoffman.
Michael Hoffman, because a lot of white folks out there going to trip and going to say, well, that's a black thing. We don't need to trip on it. And our elders say, you know, white folks need to be thinking about slavery, but if they don't want to trip on it, they don't have to. But for the ones that might want to, you might want to check on this cat here named Michael Hoffman.
Michael A. Hoffman II. And he got a book entitled The Forgotten Slaves, Whites in Servitude in Early America and Industrial Britain.
You need to read this. And then you need to go to the dictionary and look up the word serf, right? Because then you'll comprehend when they put this country together, they did not mean the United States of America. They meant the United Serfs of America. Now, if you want to get out of what it is that doesn't allow you to live like you're supposed to live as a free-thinking human being, then you're going to have to get back to divine law. You're going to have to respect the law that our great creative spirit has given us all, right? How many minutes have we been in this? 16 seconds to say, hey, Sister Dia, you gave them all the sources. You can download this here off of what website?
You can go to www.pirateradioataboutcom.
Okay. And you can get this program. And if you want more information, you can contact us at contaco@.net, right? Warpnet?
Mm-hmm.
No, contaco
warpnet,
at
warpnet.net.
Right. Or 1113 North 5th. Here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, mm-hmm. 62702, that's Springfield, Illinois. And until we get back together for the next volume two of, what do we call this?
Human
Rights Patrol. You got that, Warrior. Then we're going to ask you all to keep listening to what you're listening to, because that's the only place that's going to give you anything worth listening to, right?
Right.
Then maybe you can liberate yourself, right?
That's right.
You're listening to the people's choice, because the people choose to listen to
Human Rights Radio.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving,
sharing,
and creative.
We will work,
study,
and listen,
so we may learn,
so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect
and unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
We'll have
Patience.
Patience.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Encourage.
Encourage.
We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determined.
We will be free and self-determined.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aluta.
Aluta.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufala.
Kufala.